What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. I've got a great guest for you guys and Mr. Brian Lubin. He is a returning guest, a great friend, and honestly, one of the best case studies I have seen in recent years of somebody who has taken so much of the advice and input and the roadmaps that successful people say are the paths to unlocking your dream life and actually done it. And what he has accomplished in a very short, 2 to 3 years of going from corporate America to building multiple seven-figure businesses, to traveling all around the world, to doing all of the cliched stuff that most people say is not possible, and ultimately everybody wants to unlock and to experience with that financial freedom, with the luxury to travel all around the world and work from wherever you want, whenever you want, right? All of those things that unfortunately a lot of social media has kind of put and cast a bad shadow on. He has actually done it and lived it and doing it. And he did it very well. He shares exactly how he did it on today's show with his plan for clarity, how he mapped that out, the actions that he took, the failures that he experienced, the ways that he was able to build these communities and these businesses all in conjunction while ultimately betting on himself and leaving corporate America. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy, one, just the amount of insight and value that Brian has delivered in this episode in itself stands alone. But I always love when you can see somebody in a before and an after and they transparently show you exactly what they did. And that's what he does on this podcast today. So I hope you guys enjoy the content, enjoy the stories, enjoy his energy, all of the stuff that Brian talks about. He does with true passion, true authenticity, and truly wanting to add value and help impact people that want to go down the same path as him. So without further ado, let's enjoy today's episode with Brian Lubin.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
He's back, baby. Mr. Brian Lubin. What a do, my brother.
What is up? What is up? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? We are back for round two, baby. Just two low energy podcasters on a Thursday. Or is it Friday? I don't even remember anymore.
Friday. That's how you know you've built a beautiful life and business when you don't even know what day it is anymore.
Very true. Or maybe it means we work too much. Probably both can be true.
I call it the all-inclusive lifestyle, where it's every day. Instead of working five to enjoy two, I get it in every day. I get a little bit of fun in every day. I get a little bit of health in every day. I get a lot of business in every day, a lot of family time every day, right? And at an all-inclusive resort, it's not you have to, only pick this or that. It's you can have it all. So that has been my mindset of how I've built my business and my lifestyle and just seeing what you've built, brother, since I first met you. What take me back to when you and I first met. For those that don't know kind of the inception story, because I met you at the beginning of, you were still
everything
working in sales at a corporate job.
Right. Yeah. So we'll go back really quickly. So for everybody listening, hi, I'm Brian. I'll give you guys like a brief elevator pitch about who the heck you're listening to on a podcast for the next 40 minutes. And then we'll go into what Matt just said, because I was on Millionaire Mindcast before, probably about 100 episodes. That was probably like a year or so ago that I was on the show. We went deep into my backstory there. But my story today is I worked a corporate job. I was the top sales rep, number 8 out of 5,079, made it to the mountaintop, was making $250,000 a year, replaced that through my podcast and through buying cash flowing real estate. And then in March of 2022, which was now we're a little bit over 2 years out, I quit that job and went to travel full-time around the world for 8 months. I lived in Europe, I lived in Brazil, I lived in Latin America. And now each year, I've built up more businesses since that while traveling. And now I spend about half of my year every single year traveling. And I'm going to go to Europe here in July for a month and a half and run my business from there. So anyways, it's like I did the thing and I'm still not bankrupt. I made more money in like a week and in a month than I did in the entire year before. So it was super cool, super fun. And guys like Matt here are the ones that were able to help me get there. So if anything, this podcast serves as proof that if you guys listen to what Matt says on this show and you leave him a 5-star rating and a review, of course, things work. Things work, man.
It only works if you leave the review, right? No, I...
Yeah, dude, it only works if you leave the review. But yeah, like you said, man, we met 2019 or 2020, I believe. I was still working a corporate job. I cold emailed David Osborne, who was throwing an event, and I said, I'll do anything you hate doing for free. And then they gave me a challenge and they said, fly out to Breckenridge. We're doing an event. And I called out sick from work and I dropped $5,000 I didn't have on a credit card. Went out to Breckenridge, Colorado. And that's where I met you and everybody. And I was just interested and I just asked questions.
Mountain hiking. And
yeah,
I remember just how inquisitive and curious you were. And I was like, man, and we had only been on calls leading up to that hike. And so getting to spend time with you and feeling just, you know, your passion and your energy for learning and just how convicted you were that what your life had been in corporate America, that was not a part of your future. And to me, I have always found that the people who are clear on where they're going are the ones who are with the high energy, with the willingness to work towards it. It always seems to be the ones that are the clearest in where they're going and what they want to build are the ones who go and do it the most efficiently and effectively, right? Talk about what did your vision look like at that time? Because I know for so many people, right? Like when they see the guy who's traveling the world and got the business and I quit my job. And we know many of these people, by the way. It seems so far out of reach, and yet you've done it in just a few years. Was that always the vision, and was it always that clear, or what did that look like for you?
Yeah, so here's the dichotomy of vision, right? And I just shared this on Brandon Turner's podcast, who's a mutual friend of ours. He has Better Life Podcasts, and I was a guest on there, and I shared this where people are afraid of creating a vision because 3 years is a long time. What if I change my mind? What if my circumstances change? And that's why I really like to elaborate that, you know, vision is a living, breathing organism. Like you look at yours every single day and you share that on my podcast, The Action Academy, and it changes as you change. If you're the same you in a quarter from now or a year from now, you have failed, you know? So there's always areas to update. I update my vision quarterly. I make tweaks and I make improvements. But the same macro idea prevails. And so back when I was in my corporate cubicle, yes, I had this grand vision for walking out on my balcony in Mykonos and feeling the cobblestones on my feet. And I can feel the heat from the sun as it was rising over the Adriatic. And I had a freaking giant picture of this in my office, the exact freaking $4,000 a night suite that I was going to stay in. And that's what the fuck I stayed in. And it was really, really cool. And I love sharing that story to show the importance of vision. But I think it's equally important to talk about the parts of that vision that did not come true.
Yeah,
I also had in that vision, you know, because the macro comes true and it's a direction, it's an intention. That's what vision serves as. but I had everything written down to the T. What I didn't have written down is the woman that I was dating at the time. I was like, obviously, we're going to get married, have kids, you know, by this point. That did not come true. We actually ended up splitting up, which is an important point to make because it almost gives you guys permission to have flexibility in the approach. I was clear on the end destination, but just be aware that sometimes, like if you're religious or if you aren't, God or the universe will steer you in the direction that you're not sure of yet. But if you listen and you're flexible and you pivot and you allow for that to happen, magic happens.
Yeah.
You know, and that comes from a lot of different pain, breakups, bad deals, you know, hotels going bunk, PGs getting called. And you're like, okay, you know, what am I supposed to learn from this? And then you grow through it. But now I'm on my second or third vision. And I've gotten really good at writing things down on paper and making them come true because I'm good at taking things from this like grand idea all the way down to like systems, processes, and weekly models. Because that's where you create your own luck is from clarity.
Yeah.
And there's this wonderful quote. And I'll pause here after this quote. The quote is, vision without action is a daydream. Action without vision is a nightmare. Mm. I freaking love that quote. Vision without action is a daydream, and action without vision is a nightmare. It's an ancient Japanese proverb. So your vision board without intention and your actions will just stay on your wall.
Yeah.
But also, how many people do we know, Matt, that are blindly working 100 hours a week with no intention of what they're doing? And it's just for what? It's a complete waste of energy.
Yeah. Now, the vision is such an important thing. And some people naturally are visionaries, right? They've got these grand visions. They can see it. They can, you know, kind of map out what that looks like. And other people are like, man, I don't even know where to start. And you and I around, we're not the smartest, fastest, strongest, you know, the sharpest tools in the shed. We're really good, though, at leveraging frameworks and models that allow us to build these things, right? What does the vision framework or the visioning model look like for you, for somebody that's going, man, like, I know I want a bigger life. I know I want to travel. I know I want to have a beautiful family, or I want to build wealth. I want my business to look like this. But they're just struggling on how to build that in a way that they themselves can see it clearly and it can be shared and communicated clearly with other people. What does your framework look like?
So it's actually funny. We had to create one because a mutual friend of ours, Cameron Harold, wrote the book Vivid Vision.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful book and it's where the concept originated. And I'm friends personally with Cameron now. We talk a lot and he goes, yeah, I killed the concept, but the execution, not so much. And so, you know, for us visionaries, it's an easy process for us to pull stuff out of thin air and make it reality. But for the other, you know, 50% plus, it's very difficult. And I know this because that's what I teach now in our community. Like we have people step by step coming into the first week. First thing we do is, what's your vision?
Yeah.
And if you're an integrator and a high SC on a DISC profile and you're very operations and data driven, it's very hard to conceptualize things like this. So we had to break it down into a systematic process. What we do is we do a prompt model, and that seems to help people much more. So instead of saying, write out a 3-year vision for your life and your business, what we instead say is, let's start with, where are you living? You know, who are you with? How is your health? How are your relationships? What does a perfect day look like? What does a perfect week look like? How are your finances? You know, and most importantly, how do you feel each week? How do you feel every day? And then like, what are the non-negotiable parts of your life that are included? What are the non-negotiable parts that are excluded, where you won't tolerate? And so it's a prompt system. And what we do is almost called a mind map, where we take it and then you just start on a freaking legal pad, you just start jotting it off. So I'm like, where do I live? I was like, Greek islands, you know, Mykonos, Europe, Brazil, all these different places. And it's like, what's a perfect day look like? And I said, I take no calls in the morning. I do all my calls in the afternoon. And now it starts to materialize. And then I'll give Brandon his credit for this one. What Brandon Turner recommends is, he does kind of the same thing, but then what they do is they take all that prompt information and then they put it into freaking ChatGPT. And then they say, make this into a you know, comprehensive and flowing document, which, you know, for people that are great at copy and enjoy writing, I would recommend against that. But for people that have difficulties getting your ideas on the page, that's a wonderful starting point. So that's what we do. Yeah. Steal it.
It's kind of like, you know, the 2.0 of a visioning exercise, right? Is to,
right.
More so, I would just be curious to see if it can come up and expand and create something even more grand or more crystallized that motivates and inspires me beyond what I can do myself. I like the part of like, hey, go through the exercise and challenge yourself to take it as far as you can, but let's see if technology can 2.0 it or expand it in ways that maybe our brains can't, you know, get to. But that being said, like what you referred to, and I've always said this myself, is, you know, our brains are the smartest computers on planet Earth. And when we ask very specific questions, hence those frameworks, right? Asking quality questions in the certain categories of life that when put together are going to create your vision, our brains go to work, man. Our brains go to work in thinking and feeling and trying to figure out how to answer that question, how to solve that problem, how to fill in that gap. So using quality questions in those prompts, I think, is such a great way, right, to help people take a grand vision and kind of crystallize it into a, you know, a five-lane freeway down into the fast lane. So you know exactly what you need to be getting after, because ultimately that's where people mistake movement for achievement. And then they look up in 3 or 5 years and their life doesn't feel or look a lot different. They were really busy the whole time, but they really weren't focusing their time, their energy, their resources, their relationships, getting all of that in alignment on what that one crystallized vision looks like. And that's where the clarity piece comes in, right?
Yeah, the quality of your life is determined directly by the quality of the question that you ask. And I would also add to whom you ask the question consistently. Because if you ask your mom, your dad, your coworker how to be financially free and live this mm-hmm. life, there was a period of time to get personal here where I had to realize I can't ask my mom what a great relationship looks like. I can't ask my parents what a great marriage looks like. I can't use that as a frame of reference. It never was there. You know, I have to look elsewhere. So can I ask my mom for relationship advice? I love her and she offers it freely and willingly and often.
Of course.
I promise. But it's like, you have to use that, take it with a grain of salt. So it also matters who you're asking the question to. And I think that's an important distinction is, you know, and then why I started my podcast and why I am the way I am today is because of guys like you, Matt, and, you know, all the people that I ask questions to for, you know, almost 3 years now, every single week on a podcast. And I podcast 5 to 6 hours a week. And it's a really great way to get intimate and deep, if nothing else, with people. And be able to really, really learn and absorb things. But you mentioned something that's very important, clarity, you know, which is what the topic of the today's podcast. And people have clarity backwards. And if they can really just like get this one point away from this episode, it'd be cool because we could talk about the business stuff and the commas and zeros. But like how I view clarity is different than how most people view clarity. So most people view clarity as like three different levels. I call it like directional, sequential, and tactical. Directional is where are you going? Sequential is how fast do you want to get there? And then tactical is what are the weekly habits required to produce that result?
Yeah.
And so a lot of people do it tactical, sequential, directional. So they start with the how. You know, I want to flip houses. I want to buy commercial. I want to, you know, buy a business or a laundromat. And then they go into, okay, how fast? Let me set my goals. Let me do it in a year. We do it in 18 months. And then they go to, okay, now why am I doing it? Where am I heading with this portfolio, right? And I would challenge and invite people to flip the equation on its head and instead begin with directional, then sequential, then tactical last. So what I do is I start with the end in mind. And I say, what type of life do I want to live? You know, and I just interviewed Justin Donald, who's another mutual friend of ours on the show. And he does the same thing with his book, Lifestyle Investor. It's like, where do you want your life to be? What do you want your work week to look like? Then we break down how fast do we want that to happen? And then that's where we're left with the tactical, you know, things that we can do and what assets to pursue. Because you have the wonderful framework of the one commercial property a year that gives you, you know, 50,000 plus net cash flow. Yep. You just buy one a year and for over 10 years, like you're solid. So you're clear on what to say no to. Mm-hmm. So clarity isn't a game of addition, it's a game of subtraction or elimination. So that's why that's so important to do directional and sequential first, because so many people are saying they want $10,000 a month of passive income so they can quit their job, travel the world and build their own business. But they want to do that in 2 years. And I'm like, you're doing single family, dude. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, now you know. Yeah. And you can say no to things, right?
Right. I always tell people, if you're clear on what you want your business to look like or your financial situation to look like or your marriage to look like, your body to look like, if you're really clear on that, there is a model and a plan for every single one of those things.
Everything.
In the world. It's people are so unclear on what they truly want that they spin their wheels doing things that really aren't aligned with getting them there, or it's not going to land them anywhere close because they really don't have a target they're aiming for. But if you're crystal clear on, like what we just said, right? I got crystal clear on, I want $500,000 a year in passive income in 10 years. How do I get there? A single family model was not going to align with that. But a commercial model that I buy one property a year that nets me 50K a year, I can do that for 10 years straight. That aligns with my financial goals, right? You have a model that you have reverse engineered based on the fact that you get to travel all around the world. You've built a digital business mm-hmm. that allows you to impact people from all around the world, right? That model is very aligned with the vision that you got crystal clear on, and now you're living it. So I love that you brought that up, right? Because if you're listening to this right now and you don't have a clear vision, well, let's continue to work through getting one. But two, if you do have a clear vision, know that you're just a model away from figuring out the stepping stones that you need to execute on and move through to get to exactly what it is that you want. And that to me was such a... It was such a profound, I guess, aha, right? Of going like, now I can see it. Because it's usually for people like us, it's never an issue of us being willing to take action. It's because we're all grinders, right? You put something in front of us, man, we love to get in the trenches and build and get after it and, you know, fail our way forward. But are you failing your way forward on the right things? And I know you've gotten really good at reflecting and tweaking and optimizing. So maybe we could back up a little bit and go, based on the fact that you quit your job and you had this clear vision, what did the game of execution now look like for you?
Cool. So I'll talk about what I did, what I'm doing, and then what I'm going to do. Because all three are different seasons, right? And different seasons are presented from different information in different contexts. So, but first I want to hit on what you said about the models, because it's everything.
Yeah.
Models are everything. I have an acronym, WAM, where are my models? You know, like, and it applies in a couple different directions. You know, I'm single too. But anyways, I digress. where are my models, man? So everybody is so emotional, stressed out, and pissed off. But the great news, everybody that's listening to this, if you are in business, or if you're in sales, if you're in real estate, thousands of people have been successful before you, and it's been documented. So I have this emotional flow chart that's at the very top says, should I be emotional/stressed about what I'm doing today? And then it goes down and says, yes or no. And then it says, has somebody done what you're trying to do before? If the answer is yes, steal their models. If the answer is no, stop being an idiot and change your position and strategy to something that somebody's done before. Don't be Zuckerberg. Don't be Elon Musk. That's like 0.000. It's a rounding error of a population. Yeah. Do something people have done before. So if you're in real estate, there is no emotion to real estate. Like, people have done what you're trying to do, even at the level that you are operating today, man.
Yeah.
So what I started out as, it all began with a question. Completely changed my life. Again, the quality of the questions that you ask determines the quality of your life. And so for me, I was like, I need $20,000 a month passive. That's really difficult. Newsflash for people that are listening. A coach asked me the question, why does it need to be passive? And that changed my freaking life. Changed my freaking life. I was like, oh, yeah. He goes, you're a pretty hardworking dude. You're a smart guy. I would venture to say that if you had all your time back, you'd figure out a way to make money. I said, I believe you're right, sir. And so that's what I was like, there's no word for this. Like, what word can I pull? There's no word in Portuguese and Spanish and English language for like what I'm trying to talk about here. And so we created what's called passionate income. So passive income, you know, passive income is what we use as the tool to get us out of our job. But you can't love something that doesn't love you back. Even your commercial properties, like that triple net lease isn't going to hold you at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, the passive income is what unlocks the ability for you to do what you would already happily do for free, but get paid money to do. And that's passionate income. That's why I wrote the book on it. I literally wrote From Passive to Passionate, How to Quit Your Job, Grow Your Wealth, and Turn Your Passions into Profits off of this entire framework, because everybody acts like financial freedom is the end of the road. Financial freedom is the beginning.
Yeah.
That's where life begins, and you're able to ask these questions. And an important distinction, and I'll get into this really quickly, and then we'll pause there. An important distinction is, if your passion is mountain biking, what you don't want to do is quit your job and go open up a mountain bike store in Denver, Colorado, because there's 900 other mountain bike stores in Denver, Colorado. And so what you're going to do is you're going to be stressed out, pissed off, and you're going to go broke because you're competing in a market with everybody else trying to chase their passion, right? You don't have the financial backing yet. The fastest way to kill a passion is to go broke from it. So now you no longer love mountain biking, but you know, take that same person and say you buy commercial real estate, say you buy businesses, say you get the passive income to where now you can do something that you love, and maybe that involves mountain biking, but you don't care if you make money from it. But that ironically means that you'll make more money from it because now you're doing it with love and not stress, right? So what happened from that was I thought that I was going to have to replace $20,000 through multifamily. And then, you know, with the structure and how fees are placed as a GP LP structure, I was like, okay, I'm not seeing any of this until 3 years from now. I was like, I want to go travel in 6 months. So I started up the podcast, and then I started talking about different groups and different things. And long story short, it was the affiliate model. And then I grew a business off of my podcast. And then it had $4,000 a month for my real estate. And then fast forward that year, 2022, when I was traveling, I made $166,257 from the affiliate model. Then I did the math and I said, oh, I'm making 10%. That means I generated $1.67 million for other people in their businesses. So while I love my GoBundas brothers and I still will promote it all the time, I was like, man, I got something here. People know, like, and trust me, I should do something myself. And that's what led into the creation of my business, Action Academy. So what we did, and I can go through the entire process of how we started that if you like. I'm not sure if we covered it in the last podcast, but for Action Academy, we now do $1.3 million a year. It's like a 70% net profit margin. I'm able to do it anywhere in the world, and I'm cash flowing $100,000 to $200,000 a month. That I'm pretty variable in what I can position that towards. If I want to put it towards more reinvesting in the business, which I mostly do, if I want to hire more people, we have no marketing, no paid ads, zero cost to acquire a customer outside of a $500 affiliate. So it's like our business model is really, really fun to run. And we say no to a lot of applicants. We get about 100 intro calls a month. We say no to about 40% of them.
Yeah.
So it's a blast to be able to run the business. And so that's what we started, and that's what we do today. And I'll pause there if you want me to talk about how I went about that, that's repeatable for other people, and they can steal my model there. Or we can go into like what the next 5 years looks like, next 5 to 10 years.
I think it would be very valuable for other people that, you know, resonate with your story, just to see the mechanics of how you built it, right? Because, you know, understanding the blueprint is like you said, hey, there's a model there. You did it well. It's succeeding at a really high level. Why try and recreate the wheel?
Yeah. So it's the Lean Startup Model, or like E-Myth is also a wonderful book. So I took the startup model and I applied it to my business, and most people can apply it to theirs. What I started at, and as a framework for passionate income in general, I start with posting content. Just post about what you enjoy. Post about what you're doing. So I was like, I'm traveling, quit my job, doing this whole thing. I didn't have followers yet. I've got about 250,000 now. But it's just like, before not so much. I had like 4,000 followers, like any normal like white dude in freaking Georgia. Like, you know? And so what I did was I was posting about what I was doing. People started commenting and they would DM me and ask, how am I doing what I'm doing? So that's called, you know, customer demand. That's called consumer demand. So now you're like, okay, until you have people organically reaching out to you, you're not ready to launch. Mm. You should be posting about what you're doing, about flipping houses, making candles, drawing, painting. I've got one, I know a girl that does freaking wedding paintings and she makes like $400,000 a year because she started getting inbound DMs saying, this is really awesome what you're doing. We want to book you for our wedding.
Yeah.
So 30 to 50 people a week were DMing me and asking me, how are you traveling around the world? How'd you quit your job? And so I said, oh, okay, well, I'll help you. And I did a free offer. So number one, post content. Number two, create a really irresistible free offer. So what I did is I said, hey, I'll coach 100 of you for free for 15 minutes. And I spent 2 months doing that while I was living in Brazil. I coached 100 people for free and I asked them all the same question. Where are we at today? Where are we trying to get to? And what are the three roadblocks that you would say are in between? And I took notes. So after 100 calls, I had a really good business plan built for the customer by the customer. Mm. They said, I'm lacking clarity, confidence, community, and cash flow and capital. So it's like, they don't have clarity. They don't know what they want. They don't know how to get there. They don't have people around them that are doing the same thing. They don't have confidence to take down big deals and they don't have the capital or access to capital to do it. I said, okay, cool. I'm going to make an online course. So I made an online course and we did $100,000 in 48 hours by me sending an email that literally the entire email was, hey, made a thing to the 100 people I coached, made a thing. Here it is. Not quite ready yet. $1,500? Question mark. And I was like, yeah. And so I did it through Venmo and Cash App. I didn't have a bank account, didn't have a landing page, didn't have a website. Yeah. So I did $100,000, like $107,000 if we're being exact. Coolest part is after that, like, a month later, I shut the whole thing down because I was like, okay, now the next important part, you get the, so you do the content, do the free offer, you make your introductory offer, your introductory paid offer, which is called your MVP, your minimum viable product. And you say, what I said, I don't really know what I'm doing yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys a massive discount and we're going to learn together and you're going to get it way cheaper. And it's going to be $5,000, but you get it cheaper and you get to be first. People love discounts and they love being first.
Yep.
So they all signed up. And then I asked them for feedback, which is iteration, the last step. And so I said, what do you love? What do you hate? What should I change? How can we improve? And everybody said the same thing. Love what you're doing, but we love the people that are in here more in the Facebook group that you threw us into or doing deals together and stuff. I go, oh, wrong business model. So we pivoted from paid course and free community to free course paid community. Mm-hmm. And then we launched that officially in January 2023. Now we got about 300 active members and that's what's doing 1.3 million a year recurring, which is also an important distinction for enterprise value for your business. You want your business revenue to be as recurring as possible. It adds an extra multiples of enterprise value. So that's where we're at today. So that was the first seven-figure business we launched. It took us 13 months and 22 days to hit the million. We tracked from inception.
I can tell.
And now we launched our second business, and that will hit seven figures within 9 months. Right now we're at four. I've got my notes right here. Right now we're at about $572,000 for our events business. And then after that, with those two combined, by the end of this year, we'll have 2 7-figure businesses in our ecosystem. And then from that point, we're going to start branching off into others. But the other one was the events business. So we did the exact same freaking framework that I just talked about. In the Action Academy community, we do 2 events a year and they're paid. So what we did was we said, okay, first one, $2,000. We don't know what the hell we're doing. We're going to lose our ass on this, but like, we don't know what we're doing. And they said, okay, cool. So we did Costa Rica. It was great. A lot of room to improve, but wonderful experience. We had about 45, 50 people. Then we did Cabo. Cabo was, you know, now we up it to $3,250 a person. Cabo was like orchestra. Like, it was perfect. We had about 64 people for that one. So then we increased the price a little bit. Customer feedback, iteration. Now it got to a point where we just launched Tulum this September upcoming. We did Cabo in February of 2024. We did it back before a little bit. So anyways, we just did Cabo and it rocked. Anyways, this is the point. So then we launched Tulum and the email literally looked like next event, September 12th through the 15th. Do I know where we're going? No. Do I know who's speaking? No. Do I know what we're doing? No. Will it be awesome? Hell yes. $4,000 question mark. And then it had the Stripe link and the entire landing page was just a recap video from the previous event. And we sold out on a Sunday morning. And I don't know if you've been, if you saw like the movie, The Big Short, where he's like in the pub and in Europe and in like England, and he's making like $1 million, like $100 million purchase. That's what it felt like. I was sitting in a coffee shop and it was just Stripe, like paid in full, paid in full, paid in full. And we did about $400,000 on a Sunday morning from that.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was super sick. And then now that leads us to our next business. See how it all like, and I'll pause after this and then we'll like go through how these businesses are like sequentially being operated. But then that leads to our next business, which is, and then I flew down to Tulum to do a keynote. And when I was in Tulum, I was meeting all these different developers and everything to like tour properties. And I was like, yo, we got bankroll, brother. Like, let us like give us your best and your brightest. And they showed us like the best houses in Tulum. Like these mansions with like 20 bedrooms, like the pinnacle luxury. And I said, that's what we want. And I would tour one of them and I'd be like, how much a night? And he'd go, $5,000 a night. And I was like, okay, let's tour this one down the street, $3,000 a night. Let's tour the one next door. All right, this one's $4,000 a night. I was like, okay, awesome. We toured 11 properties. And by the end of the tour, I said, cool, we'll take them all. And the guy goes, what? Like, yeah, I want them all. Like, we will book all of them. And I wired $80,000 that evening to this guy. And the reason I did that was twofold. One is the way they did business was wonderful and I'm looking for operators. And number two, I wanted to use that to make a splash in the market and for them, like the owners to take notice of me for doing that. Mm-hmm. Because like you have to find a way to distinguish yourself as like somebody that actually does business. And so now all the owners are DMing me and emailing me of these mega mansion luxury properties. They say, hey, where are you? We need to meet. And so because that's the person I want to be, because I'm clear of our next business, which is Action Academy LATAM Luxury, which is going to be where we're buying boutique hotels and developments and luxury single family properties across Latin America. And we're going to build up a massive portfolio of that in 2025. So now because I did the community that led to the events business, and then that will lead into now we're staying in the properties. We just want to buy the properties that we're hosting these events in. A lot of stuff there. I'll pause.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, those are all three very big businesses, but they also feel very congruent and aligned with, again, going back to your initial vision. Now it's evolved, it's changed, it's gotten 10x bigger. But that being said, mm-hmm. there's if you pull on that thread from the beginning around lifestyle, impact, income, luxury, travel, fun, adventure, every single one of those businesses is aligned.
Dude, and every single different piece and bit of my life all click together independently of each other. Because all this time, like what brings me the most joy in my life, I call it a 10 out of 10 moment, is whenever I go to a hotel room or I walk into an Airbnb for the first time, like a luxury property, and I see the room for the first time. Mm-hmm. It is my favorite feeling. Nothing in life makes me feel like that. And that's why I spend a disproportionate amount of my money towards that. If I'm going to Singapore, I'm staying at the Marina Bay and I'm staying in a penthouse. That just really wets my freaking whistle, dude. I love it. Nothing else, cars, watches, nothing else really does it for me, but that really does it for me. And now I'm able to unlock the process of getting like the best houses in the world that are like $20,000 for a weekend that I couldn't justify by myself, but now we can rent these out with our tribe and our family. And now it's like for Action Academy, by Action Academy. So it's an important distinction that you said, because we have all these different businesses that require operators. And it's important to note, I'm doing them one at a time. So Action Academy, we have a team of like 10 that runs that right now. So that's pretty operationally sound without me. By the end of this year, it'll be fully operationally sound without me. The events company, I have a team of 3 that's already working on full time. Like that is what they do, is they work on this events company. And that's pretty lean and mean. The profit's not crazy on that, but that's really just to make a splash in whatever market that we're doing.
Yeah.
And create like a lot of buzz on social media. And then the events, luxury properties where I'm going to really swing. And I'm spending this entire year, you know, hosting people intentionally on the podcast and meeting people that are specializing in boutique and luxury properties in Latin America. And I'm going to meet all of them by the end of this year. And I'm going to, you know, get relationships, dig the well before I'm thirsty and say, hey, this is what I'm looking to do. And I'm looking for the best person to start this machine with. And then I'm going to be the capital arm of that machine because I can send an email and raise about 10 million plus, but I just haven't yet. And yeah. It's like, that's what I want to do. And for people that are watching, like I've got it all written out in this giant, like wonky mind map looking thing. And I stole that from Walt Disney. If anybody's listening, I would go Google Walt Disney mind map, 1957.
Amazing.
And in 1957, he wrote out every single thing. He said, here's Disneyland, here's publications, newspapers, magazines. And he made this whole giant interwebbing, interchangeable business plan that's still being executed 75 years later after his death. They're still executing on this business plan. And I did the same thing to where everything feeds into each other. And I've got little 6s, 7s, and 8s written by all the different businesses where I'm like, that's a 6-figure business. That's a 7-figure business. That's an 8-figure business. So it's going to be difficult and it's going to be tough. But the reason I say that is like, I'm beginning with that clarity and this vision I can articulate to where people that are in the space, when they listen to this podcast or when they hear me talk about it, they're like, holy shit, I want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like the primary job of a CEO is to like have that conviction and clarity to where your vision is big enough that you can take somebody else's entire life's vision and fit it within yours.
Yeah.
And like, that's how you attract the best people. So like, that's what I'm doing now. And then, so we're going to maybe start, I want to put like $500,000 to $1 million of my own money into these properties to begin. And then eventually, as we proof out the system, start raising external capital. The most of them are going to be JVs in the beginning. But then we're also going to buy, at the very bottom, we're going to buy some ancillary businesses within our community as well, like legal firms, bookkeeping, short form social media companies, stuff like that. And the community is going to be serving as my operators for each one of these businesses.
Mm.
So like people that are in the community, I'm only going to capital raise from within our community. And I'm only going to hire from within our community because we know, like, and trust each other and we all are on the same page. So it's like, we're training this army almost of 6-figure employees to 7-figure entrepreneurs to 8-figure, you know, business partners. And so it's all for Action Academy by Action Academy. And then, so that's how we're going to take the podcast, Action Academy podcast, to $50 million a top line a year.
I love that. $50 million a year in top line. When you said that earlier, I was like, yeah, man, how the heck is he going to get there? I'm very clear on how you're going to get there after you just shared that with me.
Yeah. So we told that at the beginning, but like, did I do a good job? Because like, we didn't talk about this before.
It's great. It was
heck
great.
Yeah.
And I
Let's
think
go.
You're... It's a thought that's kind of coming to my mind as you shared your journey. And as I'm thinking about all the other people that are creating insane businesses and have massive opportunities and multiple income streams, almost, I don't want to say every single one of those, but in the context of this discussion, every single one of those individuals has community. They've got community. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now more than ever, community is so important. And it is almost the secret weapon to success in the sense of you're going to increase your probability and your likelihood of success tenfold, 100-fold maybe, by just being in the right community. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your community. If you want to be the one who is going to be the curator of the community and the one who's going to go and build it, right? Like, I think that in itself is probably the ultimate holy grail of opportunity. But that being said, just by being in the right community, you're going to expose and open yourself up to so many different opportunities, different ways of growing, different ways of thinking, partnerships, relationships, whatever it may be. And I've seen pretty much every highly successful individual that I've interviewed, that I've been around, every single one of them see value in paying to be in the right rooms or to be in the right. And now more than ever, those are accessible to anyone that, I mean, you are a perfect example. You were like not even a part of GoBundance, and all of a sudden now you are everywhere in GoBundance. And that was a stepping stone that led to Action Academy. And now all of a sudden you're building multiple seven and very, you know, soon eight figure businesses that are ultimately because you paid to be in the right room and you surrounded yourself with those people.
And they become more expensive. Like, so that's something that people should understand.
Climbing that ladder.
Gino Barbero had a really great quote from Jake and Gina, who again runs another wonderful community. And then Matt's community for people that are doing commercial, like your community that you're now starting, is freaking sick too.
Yep.
I was just with Mike DeHaan yesterday, and he's in your community.
Yep.
He says pay to play or seek to serve, right? So he's like, in the beginning, it's more so seek to serve. And that's what I did in the beginning for like 5 years. You know, I just seek to serve. And so like whenever you had something and you needed help, I'm like, come on the podcast, like promote your thing. Like, how can I help you in any different way? Because I didn't have money. I didn't have what I didn't have yet. But then eventually it gets to a point where you have to pay to play. So it's like, did I reach out to these top developers? Did I get introduced to these top people? And I mean like the top of the top, the movers and shakers in Tulum and in Mexican real estate in general. Did I reach out to them and say, hey, can I pick your brain? Fuck no. I went, hey, my name is Brian. This is literally my DM that I sent this guy. And apparently he lives in Austin, Texas. He owns three of the flagship properties that I'm renting. I said, hey, my name is Brian. I'm renting your entire portfolio for a weekend in Tulum, the entire thing. We should meet. And he goes, dude, I heard that. And that was insane. He's like, I've never had anybody rent out my entire portfolio. I was like, I want to do what you're doing. And I've got a business plan to get there. And there's a bunch of stuff that I don't know. And you do. So you kind of stroke the ego a little bit.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'll do, hey, man, like, tell me when to fly down and I'm there. If you tell me on a Thursday and I'd be there on a Friday, I'm in there on a Friday. And like, that's, so I didn't necessarily pay for them to consult me, but I paid $80,000 as my kind of like ticket, as my way of like, I am here in this market and I'm serious about what I say and I do what I say. And then also we have mutual friend, Aaron Amuchastegui, who does King's Table with you.
Yep.
And he's the best that I've ever seen of, he'll throw $30,000 on courtside Spurs tickets just to get to know the people that are sitting courtside. That's it. And then that one of them is one of his capital partners for years. So I think it's so important.
Like, pay to play.
It's always who, never how.
Or seek to serve. Those, if you don't have money, just bring value any chance you can, right? Seeking to serve. I love that. And if you got money, don't be afraid to spend it. Spend it to be around the other people who are spending it to be in the rooms with people like you, because that's where you're ultimately going to unlock relationships, opportunities that you would have never had the opportunity to do so if you didn't just pay to be in that room. And especially if you're confident in who you are and what you can bring to the table, right? Like, we've talked about it. We don't always know everything, but we're confident that we can either go figure it out, find a way to bring value, confident in who we are, how we treat people. When you get in the room around other people, right? They're just like you. If they're good individuals, you're going to find a way to connect with them. So that confidence component is so critical as well.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part
of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
Talk a little bit about, because we're hearing all of the amazing success stories, talk about how hard this journey has been and why you've continued to push through and continue to keep going. Because I'm sure there were many times, as there were for me early on in my journey, until you hit some milestones of validation and, okay, I think I can do this, or okay, you know, I got this, or okay, I'm going to be able to make, you know, ends meet, you know. Going forward, how many times you wanted to quit, all of the failures you experienced, like what did that journey look like that most people don't get to see that side of the curtain?
It's a reframe. So Dan Martell was on my podcast and he goes, he doesn't view them as problems. He views them as puzzles. Mm. And I really like that, puzzles to be solved. And so for me, it's like, I just got my blood work done and my cortisol is at a baseline, like insanity level. So that's partly like because of just how like excitable I am 24/7. So I'm like really like going, I'm like, all the time. And it's a superpower, but your greatest strength is also your greatest weakness overused. Or your greatest weakness is your greatest strength overused. I can better say that. You know, confidence becomes cockiness, excitement becomes anxiety. And that's what I run into. So like we just had our first fraud hit. You know, we had a guy that was, that I thought was a good investor, and now he's walking somewhere with 200K. And I'm like, what? You know? And it's like, when you are in the game long enough, like that happens all the time. But mm-hmm. until like it happens to like you and your people or like anyone that you know, you're like it's everything. Like it's all consuming.
Yeah.
And then you get to a point, you know, where, man, it's like I talked to our buddy Aaron. He's like, dude, I've been in like freaking, I probably spent $10 million on lawsuits, fraud, you know, left and right. And then you just become used to it. So it's all different. It's growing pains, you know? And it's like, that's something new. So I'm like, okay, we need to play defense as much as we're playing offense. Defense is like the last thing that any of us want to hear.
Right.
But it's just like, now it's to a point where I'm like, okay, I need to get my legal game up. I need to get my CPA and my bookkeeping game up. Like, where's this money going? Where'd that money go? Like, wait a second. And so there's all of that. And if we really want to pinpoint like the major pain point, and pain is what, where growth comes from. Mm-hmm. If you're not changing, it's mostly because you just don't have enough pain yet. You know, if you're overweight until you have the heart attack or the health scare, you're probably not going to lose the weight, you know, for the most part. And so for me, you know, in the beginning, all the way back to when I quit my job to travel the world in closing, you can't force your vision onto other people that don't want it.
Yeah.
Other people can willingly, you know, accept the vision, but sometimes it's those closest to you that you're saying, this is the vision, babe. This is the vision, best friend that I've had for 10 years. Like, this is the vision, mom. This is the vision, dad. They don't want any part of it. And being okay with letting go, you know? And there's this really cool analogy. It's called the minivan theory, where it's just like, you don't need to kick people off of your van. Like old friends, old relationships, family members, but they don't need to sit in the front seat.
Mm.
So it's like my mom and my family are all sitting in the back seat of my van for a while now, because there's just a lot of negativity, a lot of anxiety, a lot of everything that's going to go wrong. And I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I can't have these conversations. And, you know, I even lost that relationship before just because we both mutually agreed. She was like, this vision that you have, I've never had that vision. We were together 3 years. And I thought, and I had it in my vision written. I thought it was supposed to come true. I was like, get married, have babies. It's like, I thought I had to figure it out. Like, I was like, I did it, man. Yes. Made it. No, not yet. And like, life is a game of not yet. Mm. But it will be better when it is time. Yeah. And so like, dude, like that depression, like when I made the course, it's an irony, but whenever people go through the course is like a 30-hour course. It's a lot. It's the entire first 30 days of onboarding and now in Action Academy. And when people go through it, they're like, I'm like on there just like, oh my God, here's how you fix your mindset and you're like overcome fear of failure and all this different stuff. And they're like, dude, like it changed my life. And I go, yeah, I was clinically depressed when I was making that. Like to do that course, I shut myself down in a remote, like I went to Florianopolis, Brazil for a month and I didn't go there to party. I didn't go there to be cute. I went down there to isolate myself for an entire month, go pure monk mode and work my way through my freaking pain because I lost the love of my life up to that point. And I used that energy. I was like, it's got to go somewhere. So it went into this formation of this new business, which is now my life's passion. So had that breakup not happened, you know, maybe this business doesn't even exist. Maybe this impact doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, that's how life works. And sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it's marriages, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's, you know, business partners that you would be ride or die. And all of a sudden they're riding away with $1 million of your money.
Yeah.
Like that's the type of stuff that is business. Business is the good and it is the bad and it is the ride. And like, I almost get anxious when things are going too well. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to celebrate when things are going too well and I'm working on it. But I'm just like,
good awareness quiet. There. Pain is a part of this.
What are the kids doing?
This
process. Yeah, what are the kids doing? It's quiet.
yeah. I mean, it's so true. I think it's a great reminder that you're gonna have pain no matter what path you take in life. I think it's the people who look at their pain and use it as inspiration to grow, to learn. It, like you said, it's a frame of mind. It's a paradigm. Knowing that we're all going to experience pain. You could experience financial pain sitting in your cubicle. You could also experience financial pain trying to build, you know, an eight-figure business.
Choose your hard. Marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Choose your hard. Being overweight is hard. Being fit is hard. Choose your hard. You know, not being able to work until you're 60, not being able to retire until you're 65, retire, like, choose your hard.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot escape hard, but you can choose it.
Yeah.
And in closing, I would say the book, The Surrender Experiment, really helped me by Michael Singer. And it, you know, it's, he actually comes at it from more of like a Buddhist perspective, but it was a really wonderful book because he just talks about like whatever will be, and whatever is simply is. Mm. And the only cause of unhappiness is like the preconceived notion of how it should be that we pull out of our own asses. When I say this to Matt, you should react this way. And if you don't react that way, something is wrong because that's how it should be. No, you just pulled it out of thin air. Like my business should grow like this. Things should happen like this, but that they don't. And so his argument in the book is that nature is perfect. And, you know, sometimes the forest burns down, but it's to regrow. And he's like, if you just simply exist with how things are, and it's not to say that you're just giving up control, but if you allow your emotions to like give up control of your emotional like baggage and like clenched fist of life, whenever things don't go the way that you want them to go. So a lot of the times I've realized from reading that book is when I've like let go of the clenched fist and you're able to receive now because your fist isn't tight, then a lot of the things I didn't even think about before became truths for me. And became options and impossibilities for me that I didn't even think about before because I just simply allowed the possibility of it to happen. And a lot of it's like those detours, like the breakup or, you know, of my single family homes of a tenant that I had to evict that trashed the property. And then I had to ask the question, why the fuck am I investing in single family? And I sold those properties so I could have the cash to sit here. I haven't even touched the cash. I got hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash I haven't even touched in a high yield savings account, which is a terrible tax strategy. But for me, it's peace of mind. So I could run my freaking business like a fun and not have to worry about making payroll, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, if they hadn't been evicted, then I wouldn't have maybe sold the properties. If I hadn't have gotten screwed on an $82,000 bonus after COVID for my corporate job, maybe I'd still be working that corporate job. If I was still with my significant other at this point, and you know I was with her, maybe this business doesn't get started. So that is the story of life,
mm-hmm.
You know? And yep. So it's rolling with the punches. And instead of like being pissed off about waves in the ocean, just learn to surf.
That's such a beautiful.
I've got it freaking tattooed on me. I've got like waves on my arm.
such a cool way to, I think, wrap up an amazing episode, by the way. I have been such a fan of your journey, brother, and just not just what you've done, but who you've become. You know, you've really grown in ways that don't surprise me one bit why you're having so much, you know, financial and business success and impact and what your network and who you're surrounding yourself with and all. Like, I just can't wait to see what the next, you know, 5 years are going to look like, let alone what the next, you know, 10, 20 years are going to look like. But I will say this, I am grateful to be on that journey with you and I'm super proud of you. And there was I like reading quotes that resonate with me that I kind of sit with. And this is one that I read a couple weeks ago and it made me think of you actually, because I knew we were going to have our chat. So I was like, I'm going to close the episode with this. So that's what I'm going to do. There's a quote that says, "Be the reason why people believe in beautiful souls, kind hearts, and good energy. Never stop being a good person." And I think you're somebody that embodies that in every facet. And I think your life and your relationships and all of the amazing things that are happening to you are because of how great of a person you are just deep down inside in your soul. So I just want to say thank you for coming on the show. I know people that are going to, one, if you're not following Brian, he puts out great content literally every single day. You're a consistent beast. And I have so much respect for you on that front. And it's great content, valuable content. So if you're not following Brian, if you want to grab the book, Passive to Passionate, How to Quit Your Job, we'll be sure to link all of that up at millionairemindcast.com on Brian's episode. But for those that do want to follow you, they want to follow the podcast, they want to know about Action Academy, whatever it may be, what's the best place for them to connect with you?
Yeah, man. So they should get me at Brian Lubin. It's just my name everywhere. We have the podcast, Action Academy podcast. I highly recommend checking that out. If you guys enjoy hearing me rant, like Matt's been on the podcast multiple times. We got normally 7 to 8 figures, like every single day for like every single day, Monday through Friday for like 3 years now. So we are consistent, if anything.
Yes, you are.
So that will help you guys a lot. That's the biggest value add we have is the podcast. And then if you guys want a bunch of freebies and like written material, you can go to w2toworldtravel.com. And that will have some freebies, which will then direct you to the book. And then the book is on Amazon. It's From Passive to Passionate, How to Quit Your Job, Grow Your Wealth, Turn Your Passions into Profits. We've got about 300 5-star reviews on it. It's been super sick. Sold 5,000 copies so far. And
so cool.
Spent 1,137 hours on it in 2023. So hope you guys enjoy it.
Beautiful, man. Well, we'll be sure to link all that up, guys. Be sure to follow, go grab the book, check out the podcast. Brian Lubin, thanks for coming on the show, brother.
Thanks.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that interview. And if you did, all I ask is that you take 2 minutes and leave a review in iTunes, where by doing so, you're also going to get entered in to win a $100 gift card. Don't forget to share this episode out with somebody else that may need to hear it or may get some value from what was talked about in today's interview. And for those of you who are really looking to accelerate your wealth building journey, you want to unlock more financial freedom, you want to get more time back, or maybe you just want to level up your life, your business, your finances, be sure to head over to millionairemindcast.com and check out all the amazing products and resources that we have for our Millionaire Mindcast family, whether that's one-on-one coaching with me, mastermind events, downloads and checklists, the Rich Life Planner for those of you looking to take your goal setting and productivity to the next level. We've got all kinds of great, valuable tools. So be sure to check those out at millionairemindcast.com. And last but not least, if you're not on my weekly text letter, And you want to be the first to know of exclusive updates and offers, in addition to behind the scenes access to a lot of the stuff that I'm doing, that I'm investing in. Be sure to join by texting the word notes to 844-447-1555. With that being said, thanks for listening today. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.